101.3 WIBD AM 1470. Whole lot of shaking going on. Maybe shaking and bacon, which will lead us into our talk this morning, community conversation with Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's jump right in, because I know, speaking of shaking and baking, it is the cookbook sale going on this week.
It sure is. So you can stop by Friday from 10 to 5 or Saturday from 9 to noon. It's our fifth annual cookbook sale. It's hard to believe we've been doing this for 5 years now, but it's always a good time. We sell used and new and gently used cookbooks. Pardon me. We're also going to have art books and craft books to raise funds that we'll use here at the library to purchase new cookbooks and craft books throughout the year. So all the proceeds from our cookbook sale go back into the library. We buy new books with them. So if you're thinking your collection could use a refresh or our collection could use a refresh, stop on by and contribute. We're also going to have some adult nonfiction books and DVDs at this sale. So some cool stuff going on Friday and Saturday.
And some baking involved as well.
There definitely is. So in honor of the five-year anniversary, we are hosting a bake sale on Friday, May 10th. It'll help be held alongside the cookbook sale, so you can treat yourself while browsing for treat books. While supplies last, the bake sale, so you definitely want to get here early and get the good stuff. Of course, that goes for the cookbooks, too. The good ones go fast.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now that we tied into the intro, let's go back and talk about the Kiwanis Early Risers Family Night program that's coming up actually on Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday at 6:30, you can stop by and see musician Duke Otherwise, totally free thanks to the Early Risers, which I always think is super awesome. So stop by. We're looking for children to join Duke Troop. So if you have a performer in the family, who's enjoying things like singing and movement or clapping on stage, you can give us a call and sign up for a song. Duke will email you a very simple YouTube instructional video so the kids are ready to sing and clap and dance along when Duke gets here on Thursday. So if you want to sign up for that, give us a call at the Children's Information Desk and we'll just get signed up. I'm really excited for that. I think that sounds really cute.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Sounds like, but it seems like a lot of these, the programs, the Early Risers programs, have some really fun things for kids.
Yeah, fun, but also like educational and good for the whole family, too, I find.
You have to just kind of sneak in that educational part, right?
It's fun to, for me, to sort of trick kids into learning things.
See, there you go. There you go. I saw pictures on Facebook of the STEM program that also included was science, education, and ice cream. What more do you want, right?
Exactly. What more could you possibly ask for?
So let's see. What do we have coming up next week? The Anime Manga Club is getting together on Tuesday.
We sure are. Tuesday the 14th at 4:30. If you're not familiar with anime or manga, it's kind of a Japanese art style. So they have cartoons that you show on TV, or they have books, which are the manga. So we screen two episodes from a different anime each month, and of course we always talk about our favorite manga with that, and that's the secret educational aspect of, uh-huh. of Anime Manga Club. For me, we're watching one called My Hero Academia, which is a perennial favorite among the Anime Club attendees, and it's totally free. You don't have to sign up for that, but it is geared towards students in grades 6 through 12.
I think I just saw something on Facebook about that wasn't a library post. I'm trying to remember, but about that My Hero Academia. But anyway, as opposed to My Favorite Nut Macadamian, but which is another
exactly. I think that every time.
So also on Wednesday, on Wednesday in the morning, you have a another topical program. Now you were listening earlier. You heard Senator Baldwin talking about health care. Part of health care certainly is Medicare, and understanding it. Well, you have someone who'll help out next week.
Absolutely. And I wanted to give everybody a heads up on this because if you want to learn more about Medicare next week, we do ask that you RSVP. So if you're interested in learning how to enroll in Medicare and learning what Medicare does and does not cover and how to make the most of your Medicare situation, your rights and entitlements and all that sort of thing, we ask that you just give us a call. The number is 262-627-9664. Or you can email Kathy_Leitner@yahoo.com with questions or to RSVP. And if you need that repeated, you can always give the library a call too. We'll have that available for you. And the nice thing about these Medicare sessions is that on top of learning something, not so sneakily, they also serve refreshments. So,
there you have it. There you have it. So, and then coming up next Wednesday evening, and again, this is just a heads up and a planning note. Explore Wisconsin Travel. I know you do this every spring, I think, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We kind of try to ease everybody into the summer kind of vacation season with a visit from the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. So David Spiegelberg will be in town at 7 p.m. next week. He'll talk about all the hot new travel destinations in our great state, but he'll also talk about the traditional travel destinations as well. So, you know, Door County, and whatnot.
Sure.
But no registration is necessary. Just stop by next Wednesday evening.
All right. And if people do want to stop by the library, we should remind them once again of what the hours are for the West Bend Public Library.
They are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fridays, we're open 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to 1. And if you ever want to stop by, the address is 630 Poplar Street. And as always, if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 262-335-5151. You can visit our Facebook page or check out our website at westbendlibrary.org.
All right. Sounds good. And also, if I get a chance, I will post this on the with a link from the WIBD Facebook page so you can recheck anything that we may have discussed this morning. So
exactly.
Yes. All right. We'll chat next Wednesday. Thanks, Hannah.
Well, hey, thank you. Have a great rest of the day.
Thanks. That's our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library, our regular weekly community conversation. All right, it is coming up on 8:05. We'll check news, and then we have guests from Life of Hope joining us in the studio. 101.3 WIBD, AM 1470.